Now, when you are in sales, the most successful way to set sales goals is to define your goals in terms of the activities that you will have to engage in order to achieve that income level. The activities are always the number of calls, the number of follow-ups, the number of deliveries, the number of presentations. Define it in terms of activities, and then begin where you are right now, first thing in the morning, and start doing everything a step at a time. So let us say that you have to make 9 calls per day in order to achieve, based on your experience, your sales volume for the day, the week, the month, and so on. Then make a game with yourself and commit yourself to making those 9 calls by noon. Just get out and do it. You're gonna have to make 9 calls, then do it by noon. Get on the phone at 8 o'clock or 8:30, or get out, and if you're cold calling, get out and make those 9 calls by 12 o'clock. You can do it if you really force yourself. It may take you until 2 or 3 o'clock. But if you keep doing that and keep engaging in those activities every single day, then you must be successful. Now, some weeks you won't sell anything, and some weeks you'll sell 2 or 3 times as much as you would normally expect. At the end of the year, lo and behold, you'll be at your sales goals. In many cases, by the way, when you start setting goals for the year and start working toward them systematically, you'll hit them in 6 months. Some people have hit their goals in 3 months. They've been absolutely staggered. They never set goals before, but they've worked for years selling a particular product in a certain market. The first year they start setting goals and making plans and working day to day on their plans, suddenly they achieve their year's goals in 3 months. They cannot believe it. We don't know why it is, but we do know one thing, is that when you set a goal, you program it into the subconscious. Once you've programmed it into the subconscious takes on a power of its own and starts moving you rapidly toward this goal. There's a series of things that the subconscious mind does. Keeping your eyes alert for opportunities, bringing you the right ideas in the middle of a sales conversation, keeping you on the alert for different nuances that the person is saying. The subconscious is reading your prospect's face and giving you the feelings and ideas of what to say. Everybody's had the experience of being in a sales presentation where they simply couldn't say a wrong thing. Have you ever had that? The sales presentation was as smooth as cream. You said, geez, if it was like this all the time, I could make a fortune, right? What it was, if you'll notice, that you were perfectly programmed, you were completely at ease, you were completely prepared, you felt excellent about yourself, and your subconscious mind just gave you exactly the right words and gestures. You just seemed to say the right things at the right juncture. And later on, you found, coincidentally, that when you had mentioned fishing, it just so happened that the customer was more interested in fishing than anything else. Or you had mentioned service and follow-up, that was his primary concern, and that was exactly what he wanted to know. Have you ever had that experience? The subconscious will do that for you. It'll sort it out. You can use this extra 90% reserve potential stored in the subconscious if you just program it. And the way you program it is by programming in your goals and knowing very, very clearly how much you want to earn and what you have to do to achieve it. Set personal and family goals. The reasons why are the rewards for your efforts. Make a very clear list of all the things that you want to do as a result of being successful in selling. Now, we know that if you have 1 or 2 things that you want to accomplish, as a result of reaching your monthly quota, you'll have a little motivation. If you have 10 or 15 things you want to accomplish, you'll be more motivated. If you've got 100 things you want to accomplish as a result of being successful in selling, you will become unstoppable. If we talk about closing sales, let me ask you this question. Who is going to be more difficult to put off? The person who has 1 or 2 reasons for closing the sale, or the person who has 100 reasons for closing the sale? The more reasons you give yourself, the more subconscious, psychological strength you give yourself in a selling situation. If you write down, and most people that I know who are successful in selling keep a spiral notebook, and in that spiral notebook they write down every goal they want to accomplish, whether it's a car, a house, a trip, whether it's a home computer or new clothes or jewelry, or whether it's travel or savings account or investments or RSPs, every single time they think of something that they would like to own, or they see somebody with something they admire, they immediately say, that's for me. They put no limitations at all on their ability to accomplish anything, and they write it down as a goal. And I've seen people with 600, 700, 800, 900 goals that they want to accomplish, and they are so motivated, they are so impossible to deter, that they go on and they make $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, and $500,000 a year in fields, competitive fields, where the average person is making less than $10,000. Visualization. With regard to programming the subconscious mind, there is no more powerful way than to create a clear mental picture of the person that you want to be and of the goals that you want to accomplish. The power of visualization, I think, is the most single, most awesome power that we as human beings have. And by visualization, I mean you must see yourself as successful, see yourself as confident, see yourself as competent, see yourself as a good closer, see yourself as relaxed in every sales situation, see yourself enjoying the rewards of success in selling, see your prospects responding to you positively and enthusiastically when you're talking to them. Program this into the subconscious. The subconscious is activated by pictures and by strong affirmative statements. I like myself and I am a great salesman.